From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is blaming a combination of human and systemic failures for allowing a suspected terrorist to board a Detroit-bound airplane last week carrying dangerous explosives. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says some elements of the U.S. intelligence community were warned that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab could pose a threat after his father raised concerns with the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria. But Mr. Obama says that information was not properly distributed in a way that would have put Abdulmutallab on a no-fly list. The president called that breakdown unacceptable, and he's ordered a preliminary review of the problem to be finished later this week.
We need to learn from this episode and act quickly to fix the flaws in our system, because our security is at stake and lives are at stake.
Mr. Obama praised the professionalism of U.S. intelligence personnel, but said where mistakes are identified, people will be held accountable. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said today the worst of the swine flu outbreak is over in North America and some European countries. But Dr. Margaret Chan said it's too early to say the same for the rest of the world.
It would be prudent and appropriate for WHO, together with our member states, to continue to monitor the evolution of this pandemic for the next 6 to 12 months.
Chan said the virus could still mutate and become more dangerous. World health officials say more than 11,500 people have died from the disease since the outbreak began in April. Every year, at least 250,000 people die from the regular flu. A report released today shows home prices stabilizing. The S&P Case-Shiller Index edged up 0.4% from September to October. But when adjusting for seasonal factors, the index was mostly unchanged. On a year-to-year basis, home prices fell more than 7% from October of last year. Another report out today finds Americans are becoming more confident in the economy. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 52.9, up slightly from November, but far below 90, which signifies a solid economy. Americans were upbeat about their prospects in the medium term. Twice as many people said they felt that business conditions would improve as said they would deteriorate over the next 6 months. And the percentage of people who believed that more jobs would open up increased to 16.2%, although even more people expect jobs will disappear. The Conference Board predicted because of anxiety over unemployment, Americans will continue to keep a tight hand on their wallets over the next few months. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Stocks fell slightly today. The Nasdaq dropped 2 points. The S&P and the Dow both lost 1 point today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Obama today ordered the federal government to keep fewer secrets. He said agencies must recognize that every record will be released eventually, so should review how and why they mark documents as classified. His order sets up a national declassification center to help with the release of more than 400 million pages of documents from the Cold War. The Israeli Supreme Court ruled today that Palestinians must have access to a major highway. Sheriff Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
In a precedent-setting ruling, the Israeli High Court has said that Palestinians must be given access to Highway 443, a major thoroughfare that connects Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Palestinian vehicles were banned from the road in 2002 due to several shooting attacks there. Lawyers argued that more than half the highway cuts through private Palestinian land, forcing Palestinian vehicles to take circuitous routes. In its ruling, the court said that the route does not benefit the local population, from whom lands were appropriated to build it. The court ordered the Israeli military to open Highway 443 within 5 months. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
The Associated Press is reporting that Iran is close to reaching an agreement with Kazakhstan to import more than 1,300 tons of purified uranium ore. It said Iran is offering to pay $450 million for the ore, and the deal could be completed within weeks. Purified ore is processed into uranium gas, which is enriched to various degrees. Low enriched is used for nuclear fuel, while the higher enriched is used for nuclear weapons. A senior Afghan officer says an Afghan soldier killed an American soldier today when he fired on foreign troops at an army base in western Afghanistan. Two Italian soldiers were wounded. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.